The 100-year-old man who climbed out the window and disappeared, by Jonas Jonasson, narrated by Stephen Crossley. No one was better at captivating an audience than Grandpa when he sat on his favourite bench telling stories, leaning on his walking stick and chewing tobacco. But Grandpa, is that really true? We grandchildren would ask, wide-eyed. Those who only says what is the truth, they're not worth listening to, Grandpa replied. This book is dedicated to him. Jonas Jonasson. The 100-year-old man who climbed out the window and disappeared. Chapter 1. Monday, May 2, 2005. You might think he could have made up his mind earlier and been man enough to inform his surroundings of his decision. But Alan Carlson had never been given to pondering things too long. So the idea had barely taken hold in the old man's head before he opened the window of his room on the ground floor of the old folks' home in the town of Malmskjöping and stepped out into the flower bed. This manoeuvre required a bit of effort, since Alan was 100 years old, on this very day, in fact. There was less than an hour to go before his birthday party would begin in the lounge of the old folks' home. The mayor would be there, and the local paper, and all the other old people, and the entire staff led by bad-tempered director Alice. It was only the birthday boy himself who didn't intend to turn up. Chapter 2. Monday, May 2, 2005. Alan Carlson hesitated as he stood there in the flower bed that ran along one...